EJ and David have been talking about races in the Senate. We'll now turn to the House of Representatives for a couple of minutes, and to Charlie Cook, who's editor of the Cook Political Report and columnist for the National Journal. Welcome, Charlie.
Thanks for having me on, Robert.
The House of Representatives is now controlled by the Republicans, but not by much. Is control of the House in play on Tuesday, do you think?
Gosh, I'd love to say it was, just for the sake of competition, but Democrats have a really tough time. They'd have to win something like 14 out of 14 toss-up races and then peel off a couple more out of the Republican column to get a majority. So I'd say there's at least an 80% chance that Republicans hold on to the House.
An 80% chance the Republicans will hold on to the House. How many of the 435 races can you honestly say are being contested next week?
41 or two that are really competitive, and, you know, maybe could take it out another 40 or 50 where, you know, there's somebody that can walk and chew gum on the opposing side. But it's really, as you heard just a few minutes ago, a matter of, because of redistricting, very few competitive races. We were watching like 150 hot races 10 years ago and 41 or two now.
What are the most interesting, just a couple off the top of your head that are quite interesting and that you'll be looking at on election night?
I think one of the great ones here at the Washington area is Maryland 8, the Connie Morello, Chris Van Hollen race, where, you know, you wonder, as you heard just for a few minutes ago, is, can a liberal Republican hold on, you know, in such a Democratic district?
This is Connie Morello.
Connie Morello, yes. And it's a very, very, very close race, and that any other Republican would be gone. But, you know, she's 16 years of working that district awfully hard, and we're, you know, the joke is that she'd go to the opening of an envelope, but that's really being tested in a year like this. Bill Luther in Minnesota's too, where you've got it's a rematch, a third time around with John Klein, and it looks like it's very, very close. I think Luther may pull it out, and I thought he was gone a few weeks ago. But, you know, it's a very small group of seats.
From what you're hearing all around the country in these races, can you discern some overriding theme, some overarching idea of 2002?
No, and the fact that the economy isn't the dominant theme at a time when the consumer confidence is at a 9-year low is really pretty amazing. But Democrats have just not articulated a good economic message, a strong message. So, no.
Charlie Cook, thank you very much. We've been talking with Charlie Cook, who is editor of the Cook Political Report. Earlier we heard from David Brooks and E.J. Dionne.